Here's something kind of interesting I wanted to share with you before we get Andy on the phone here. This week marks the 100th anniversary of the Chicago flag.
Okay.
Which is kind of cool. In 1915, here's the whole story, Mayor William Hale Thompson appointed a municipal flag commission chaired by Alderman James A. Kearns. Among the commission members were wealthy industrialist Charles Deering and impressionist painter Lawton S. Parker. Parker asked lecturer and poet Wallace Rice to develop the rules for an open public competition for the best flag design. Over 1,000 entries were received. In the end, the commission chose the design of Wallace Rice himself. So on April 4th, 1917, the commission's recommendation was accepted by the city council, and the flag designed by Wallace Rice was adopted in 1917 after, again, he won the competition. Yeah. Now, the three sections of the white field and the two stripes represent geographical features of the city, while the stars symbolize historical events, and the points of the stars represent important virtues. Or concepts, so to speak. Okay. So what are the historic events that the stars represent?
I think I know. One's the Chicago Fire.
That's correct.
You have the two expositions.
Yes, World's the Fair, Royal Columbian and the Century of Progress.
Right,
Progress,
and yes. I believe...
Right down the street
the
from us.
The first one would be Fort Dearborn.
Fort Dearborn, that's right.
And then the two blue stripes are the branches of the Chicago River.
Yeah.
The white... Is would be the city. It's divided kind of in three sections.
That's right.
Now, the points, that's new. I've never heard of that before.
Yeah, the important virtues is what it represents. The Chicago City flag has been ranked second best with a rating of 9.03 out of 10, only behind the flag of Washington, D.C. So you can celebrate the flag this Tuesday, April 4th, to toast the 100th anniversary at the Chicago History Museum. Ooh. Let me tell you what they're doing there. You can see rare artifacts, including a 1947 Chicago flag carried on the first round-the-world commercial passenger flight of the Pan American Clipper. So, you know, when they knew they were doing this, they brought all this stuff onto the plane with them as a representation of...
That is very cool.
Yeah. Images of early versions of the flag and clippings from the flag designer Wallace Rice's notebook. Because, obviously, they didn't have the fourth star on there, you know, the Century of Progress.
Right, right.
Right away.
It came after.
Yeah, that's right. And if you're sporting a Chicago flag tattoo, you can show your permanent ink at the History Museum and get... two VIP tickets for a private tour of the museum.
Great museum.
Yep, and if you want a Chicago flag tattoo, a temporary one, there's going to be artists there on hand to create complimentary little temporary tattoos. So you can get one right,
that
on,
is
your,
very
right
cool.
on your head.
Well, you and me will have matching flags.
Yeah. Do you have a temporary tattoo of the flag, Lise?
I actually have a tattoo of stars on my neck.
Really?
Little known fact.
How many?
Three.
Okay.
And...
They stand for, yeah. It must be a symbol.
My mom, my brother, and my dad.
Aww.
But it's the stars from the Harry Potter books. So if you're an avid Harry Potter fan like myself, in the corner of each page, there's these three little stars. And they're just like really organic looking. But it was between that and the Chicago stars.
Very cool. Yeah. So if a Harry Potter fan saw your neck, they would like know immediately.
They would
immediately.
Think that they were about to read.
That's very cool. Very cool. So none of them represent Fort Dearborn.
No.
All right.
Not today.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, and then again, you can RSVP. The first 100 guests, by the way, to come, get a drink ticket from Revolution Beer. So they're celebrating the flag and a soft drink as well. So all that.
Now, again, I know where the History Museum is and you know where the History Museum is.
Yeah.
Downtown where do people go to for all this?
ChicagoHistory.org. You can find out all the information there. There you have it.